Hey, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Good Fortune Show. Welcome back. We have a special guest today. Her name is Holly Bouchard. Holly, I hope I got your name right. If I did not, please forgive me. Holly, are you there?
No. Yes. No problem at all. You were close enough.
Okay, and you can call me Sue to make it convenient for you during this call and this fantastic show that you're going to be having. Holly, you are doing a lot of amazing things in the metaphysical world, and if you could start with a brief introduction of yourself and some of the stuff that you do so that the people here can connect with you.
Sure. Well, I, of course, have a website, which is hollyjobouchard.com, and just about everything I do is listed over there, including contact information. So everything started with me basically, well, I guess I should start with what I do. So I consider myself an ascension educator, a master healer, and a clearing specialist. That's really my big point. As I developed over the years, I discovered that I can clear people's souls, consciousness, auric fields, you name it, in bulk, which really catapults them forward very quickly. So like life-changing results with minimal work when you think about it. And of course, our souls are so vast and multi-layered and multi-dimensional. So we're much kind of like an onion, actually. So, you know, we go layer by layer, trying to get down to that center part, which is our true self, where we master who we are, and we're in balance. That's the goal. So, one of my biggest missions is to empower women. Women are so, and have been over eons, suppressed. So one of my main missions is to awaken them, enlighten them, give them back their power, teach them how to do what they need to do that's specific to their soul and mission. And then when I remove all the obstacles, or the majority of them, then that creates their new enlightened self, and along with that comes their soul talents, their soul purpose. And I have a wonderful support group, as primarily I had started as a follow-up from all the work I did with my clients, so we could continue the process and me not only support them, but for them to support each other in a soul community. And I have found over time that anyone that was drawn to work with me have all been soul family, which and then makes them soul family with each other. So it's been an amazing journey. And so many of my services have all come about due to the needs of the clients that were drawn to me. So I'll talk about those a little bit later, but I know, like you, we wear many hats, and whatever's needed, we amazingly are able to assist. So it's a wonderful thing, and it is my life mission, and brings me the greatest joy in being service to others.
So in a way, Holly, would you say that, and I believe in this onion layer theory, I've written about it, and I believe that as we peel off each layer of obstacle or any layer of consciousness that is not supporting us, then we get to that golden space within us, the spark, which is good fortune itself. And so you help people get to that core where they can be wherever they want to be and not be restricted by human conditions. Am I right?
Yes. Yes, indeed. Go ahead.
So I was thinking that, is this something that you devised yourself, your methods? Because I know that I worked on my methods and I came upon them myself. Of course, I did other courses with other fantastic teachers. However, I did work on my methods myself. So I'm wondering, did you go about working on your methods also and come up with what you think is the best way of doing things?
Yes to both. I had a early on in my ascension, Great Mother Universe sent me a older Croatian gentleman that ended up being my mentor. And I took a few different courses in energy work. The last one was super interesting. That one was actually Galactic Reiki Master, but I don't even do any of that. I quickly morphed into doing my own thing. And so much of what I do was from my own experiences, my own ascension process, and all the things that I healed within myself, and obstacles that I overcame in all of their numerous forms. And that really catapulted me into doing really unique things that I believe I'm the only one that does, as we all do. You know, that's the way actually we're all supposed to be, those of us who are here to assist humanity and the healers. We follow our intuition. It's there for a reason. And we have such divine wisdom that we carry within our soul, within our DNA, that connects us with our ancestors and the other aspects of ourself and all of their wisdom. In fact, a few years ago, I discovered and was shown that the soul within my body is not the one I was born with. I'm a walk-in. So that really catapulted me to areas I never imagined possible. So, but that really occurred when I was 4, but I have learned over the years that I was suppressed in so many ways. So that divine wisdom and soul talents would not be able to surface. So it wasn't until my spiritual awakening towards the end of 2014 that's essentially when the floodgates opened and that walk-in soul came online, let's say. And it was just at rocket speed. I could talk for hours of my experiences.
Oh, we would love to have you back, of course, in other shows. So, you know, feel free to go into any details that you want to go into. But this is very interesting. Would you explain what a walk-in soul is? Because maybe there are people listening out there who feel that maybe they don't belong or they don't belong to the body that they're in, or if they are walking souls, how do they identify it? Or, I mean, if you don't want to go into it in detail, at least how they can make the best of it. Something.
Sure. The information with me as to the walk-in part, I actually was shown, I was taken back to the day it happened, the evening it happened. Of course, I had no recollection of this. So I experienced and saw the whole thing. And so you have to, in my case anyways, I had to die. So the soul that was born in this body could leave. And I did discover that soul was a Lyran being, which is the feline beings, celestial galactic beings. That was the soul that was born into the body and birthed. But the conditions were so horrendous that it was a female Lyran soul that she had put out a call for assistance, like she could just take it no more. And evidently the soul within me now is the one that answered. So it was a contractual agreement, and I won't get into the details, but I did die and then was basically reborn with the new soul in me. And I think it can happen in different ways. That's just how it happened with me. And it can happen in different... some people can be fully grown adults and have it happen. Some people can have it as a fetus. So it can come at any time during a lifetime. And typically the new souls that come in have a much easier access to celestial information, soul information, other incarnations and ancestral information. They're more hardwired to assist humanity and connect easier. So there's a few things, a few signs, let's say, that could help a person understand if perhaps they're walking. And as I understand also, it is kind of a rare thing to be a walking soul in a human body. And I grant you, it's not easy. So here's a couple signs that you may be walking. Number one, a radical shift in identity or life purpose. And I did live through that, for sure. I remember often my family, even now, they'll look at me and they're just like, who are you? You know, what happened to the old person I used to know? And and number two, unexplained memories of a previous soul's experience or multiple previous soul's experiences and not understanding where they're coming from. And there's that too, of course. But usually that happens in your lucid state when you have super vivid dreams where like you're whole senses are involved in these visions. That's typically memories of other souls that you are. And that does extend to other soul fractals of yourself on parallel timelines. That happens a lot with me. I actually go in sometimes as their higher self and assist in varying degrees. And sometimes my full consciousness is there and not just part or observing or holding the space or energy. And I really change things up for that other me. So that's really fun when I get to do that. Number three, a heightened intuition and psychic talents. And they form at lightning speed, I might add. Number four, a strong sense of purpose. And it, in my case, it's assisting women to be free, to be sovereign, to take back their power and become the creatrixes that they truly are. Number five, a rapid spiritual awakening. Yes, I mentioned that before, like everything's at lightning speed. Number six, strong empathy and healing abilities. And they manifest quickly, and the more you, like anything, the more you focus on it and the more you want it, the faster it happens. So it's really quite limitless, I might add. And the last one, that feeling of being different and not belonging, longing for home, but you're not sure where that is. That's kind of a basic overview of these feelings, but it also describes star seeds. You know, they're the...
Right, I was thinking about that, you know, the alien theory.
Yes, and our souls aren't just human. We have other aspects of that create the soul in itself, the fractal that animates our body. for instance, I know a large part of my soul component is angelic, and then the other part, I know this is going to sound pretty crazy, but it is Adam, as in it's a male soul, and my angelic self is male, but Adam, as in Garden of Eden, Adam. And one thing I found, well, numerous things I found over time was that's part of my mission. This soul's mission and why it's so important that I help women prosper in every way, especially spiritually, is that I discovered Adam was a real jerk. He did not value women. And he had numerous incarnations since then, and he still was nasty. So now he's stuck in this female body, having to live a female life. And it's kind of a bit of retribution, you know? He's having to make it right through me in this lifetime and help as many women as possible to be what they truly are. And creation would not happen if it weren't for women and the divine feminine.
Dude, this makes a lot of sense. Because whether people here believe in Adam himself, or maybe an aspect of Adam, correct? We can just make it a little wider and say Adam or an aspect of Adam, just for people to be, you know, able to take it in. So we can say Adam or an aspect of Adam or the energy of Adam. Basically, don't you feel that this male aspect of Adam may not have understood certain things, wants to understand certain things now to further, you know, evolve to a higher state of beingness, and then hence wants to learn this? But do you also feel that maybe you want to keep your teachings to yourself in the sense that, not that you can't share it with the world, of course, you're here to share it, but not really help the male to understand the female but to help female empower themselves and grow without actually sharing the lessons with these males who just, you know, they just can't be as beautiful and open-minded and expansive. They could be trying to learn something from the females, but can't the females empower themselves and grow to great, great heights without sharing this with the male population? I don't know if this is a bit...
I think I understand what you're saying.
Why can't women keep our secrets to ourselves and grow with our...
We actually can, and that's in most cases, that's probably the best thing to do, because most males aren't ready to hear that, for one thing. But as we work on ourselves, that shifts our frequency to a higher level. And the more we work on ourselves, it naturally flows into all the people around us, including the males. They can reject it or take the ball and run with it, you know, from a subconscious level. So either way, they're going to be affected, or they'll reject it.
Personally,
so they don't necessarily have to understand.
Personally, Holly, sometimes, and this goes to all the women out there, since you're talking about women's empowerment. Personally, Holly, when I have to face something, big or small, mostly it's small and really ridiculously small, I try to choose female ways of approaching it. Because the male way of approaching it does exist. It's always a choice. For example, in a lot of Indian movies, okay, especially Indian movies, the males solve a situation not by talking and negotiating nicely. They just go beat everybody up. Okay, this is how it's shown. I'm not saying that it's necessarily true for all males. There are so many men who are awesome and beautiful. But this is what is shown. So whenever, as a female, I'm presented with something, I choose to solve it the female way, personally, and not the male way, which is more, you know, I'm going to get this no matter what kind of attitude. And so... when you're doing women's empowerment, and this is to all the women out there who are listening, would you be able to tell me or tell us all, is it more based on a female approach, using female methods of empowering yourself? Whatever it is that you can share with us.
I do have to say, what came naturally to me was doing it the male way. Just blast the heck right through it. And I still tend to do that. You know, especially with my clearing, I don't piecemeal anything. I just go, and if it's not supposed to be there, it is gone. It is transmuted, done. No questions asked. Next, right? That's how I work. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to say, there are times when great mother, great father, you know, creator of all, that's what I call them because there's so many gods. I want to be specific. They'll step in, one or the other or both, and say, oh, no, slow down. Not this one. Put this one aside. This is a keeper, you know. So they will step in and say, okay, let's soften this up a little bit, you know. So I do get guidance, you know, when I get too male, let's say, they'll come in and just soften the edges and gently guide here and there. Or how about this approach? And I'm like, okay. You know, I don't fight it. I just go with the flow. I do want to add, though, through all my diligent self-work, and all that I've learned and how much I've expanded, I drew to me without even really more than a mere thought my divine soul partner, which is the highest level. It's above twin flame, which that's all, yeah, a thing. But so my other half, I drew to me my mate, who has the soul of Eve. So a male with the female soul. And it was, so this is a part, he is also now works with me as a team. He brings in that female essence, that nurturing, that, you know, very, I do bulk. I do the whole of a person, and he's the one can go in and pinpoint and pick and sift, and you know, he's the female energy. So when we work together, we make a whole, and there's really nothing that gets overlooked. So and it was very interesting in the beginning, because we physically would be doing one thing, whatever that is, and our souls would be interacting and jumping back and forth and trading places. And it was really, really disconcerting for quite a while till I got used to it. But Eve is definitely there. And she is, with all the cosmic energies and solar storms and you name it, that's coming in from the cosmos to help awaken us and propel us forward, she has really come forth more often through Rob and speaking. She's very quiet. You know, she doesn't really talk too terrible much, but she's being more verbal lately and expressing opinions and asking for what she wants through him. Both of us channel, so we have at times channeled each other's souls and actually listened in to have those two have a conversation together, which was quite interesting to channel each other's souls and let them speak. But we just do crazy stuff like that. I do live a life of no limits because I realize there really is no limits. So I just amazing teach that.
I do have a question. As a male soul in a female body, mm-hmm. Do you feel that males are more used to being successful? Does it help you in any way because of having this male soul? Do you feel that males are naturally in, I'm talking of career and outside world, but if you're dealing with the world, the business world, do you feel that being a male soul, that you have tapped into anything where you feel males are naturally disposed to being more successful? Have you noticed that? And are there any tips for the women here who can overcome their boundaries and go ahead and conquer?
Yes and yes. Well, we do still live in a patriarchal society, so naturally that's kind of how men act. And I do notice that in myself when I conduct my business and my thought processes and how I approach what I do or what I want to create. But conversely, I mean, females, they're the creators, really. They're the creators. And men are here to support them in their creation. So they are every bit as powerful, just different, But ideally, one of our main purposes of this now, as more and more of us are awakening up, is coming into balance of calling back our divine feminine, our personal divine feminine, and our personal divine masculine, and reconnecting those two aspects of ourselves so we can be in balance. That is one of the main goals of this now, is mastering our soul and being in balance.
And so you feel that a woman can use male and female methods to approach?
Absolutely. Situations. Yes. Yes. And she can, if her situation calls for her to be more bold and in her power, she can call on her own divine masculine and tap into that energy to use for her highest good and that of the all.
Okay. So the boldness, is that a male characteristic? Because I'm very bold. Trust me, nothing scares me. So is that a male characteristic, or is that also female?
It can be. Can be for both. Especially as a human. I mean, we just are a little bit of everything. So male or female, doesn't matter. We are quite the hybrid.
Holly, what else is it that you help people with that you could offer as your service?
Okay, well, I'll start with that, the global support group. And I often invite someone who works with me or does a service with me to join that B4 Federation. And that's a very reasonable cost. And it's associated with the Signal app. So it's a private group over there. So whenever anybody needs to communicate or share or have questions or they're in trouble and they need help, they go to that app and I monitor it all the time I'm awake anyways. And that's the community. And what is part of that is I have meetings with them twice a month for 2 hours. So they literally get 2 hours of me, and Rob's often there when he can. And we do face-to-face support for the group. So, and that's a really reasonable, it's like only $33 a month for an excellent follow-up. And everybody who has been in there for a while now, they are really flourishing. They have advanced so quickly. And about half of them are starting their own businesses too, which is awesome. Then I have another service called Psychic Uncoupling. Now, that has to do with women particularly that are in like a karmic loop. You know, they make the same decisions, choosing the wrong person to partner with again and again and again. And they're narcissists. That's another condition that often happens to female lightworkers, is they get paired with a narcissist, energy-sucking person. And so when they waken up, when they start to wake up, then they realize what's really going on, but they struggle to remove themselves from that person or that partnership or marriage or friendship or whatever. So that's a specific one for removing those energetic connections and the karmic loops and the contracts with that person and the narcissistic people in their lives, or Yeah, we'll just leave it at that. Then I have the Infinite Solutions. Now, this one came about when I discovered and worked with a client that came to me who was really having issues with their social media. Like they were being blackballed, I guess, and blocked, and they lost viewers. And so through working with those people, okay, that developed into this Infinite Solutions where I go in and remove the black magic and the AI they use to suppress the light workers' social media so they can't be found or seen. And I discovered that even with my own social media, which was, I wondered what was going on, right? So that's a service. And then there's my general overall whatever you might need service, and that's the Soul Synergy Therapy. I have another one called Cosmic Communion, where a person who has just numerous questions, they're awake, they're aware, perhaps they're just starting, and they just have so many questions about who they are, where they came from, so on and so forth. What do they do? You know, endless questions. And this is where I would tap into their soul, their consciousness, higher selves, and channel so they can have a conversation with their own soul. So that's that one. And then I have a bigger package called Renaissance, and they pretty well end up with a new you in the end, and that's an 8-week VIP intensive.
I'm so amazed. I'm so amazed by all of the things that you do. You know, we could have millions of shows and it would still not be enough to get even an idea about what it is that you do. And for all the people out there, is this metaphysical? Is this what you would club all of the work that we do? Is this under the group of New Age, metaphysical? Is this all the same thing? And
close
also,
enough.
Holly, how would you advise people? Yes, how would you advise people? Are they supposed to understand their energy world and what is really happening? What is your advice to people? Because a lot of people live in the physical world where they feel that everything is so physical and they have to deal with everything on a physical level, and then they go bang their heads on the wall. You know that, right? When people try to solve a situation, banging their head on the same wall again and again and again. So how would you advise people? Should they first try to solve things on the level of energy and consciousness? What is your advice to people?
Well, first of all, I would say everything is not as it appears. Two, don't be in fear of unseen things or unknown concepts. There are numerous ways. I would definitely say to explore your soul, explore your consciousness, and do it from within as much as possible. And one of my favorite ways to do that is shamanic journeying. That is my form of meditation. I go within myself and I get all my questions answered. And it's I never can sit still and just be quiet. It's quite hard, but this is a very proactive way to meditate. So I absolutely love that. Teach it, do that with it's not technically a service, but I do that with my B4 Federation group, and sometimes depending on my other clients' needs, we'll do that to get some questions answered as well. So that's another option. Recently, actually, I was divinely instructed to stop. Just don't look outside myself for any question I have, basically. And that I am, from this point on, to do my journeying and connect with the creator energy, that God spark that animates my soul through shamanic journeying. So to connect in that way with the creator within me instead of outside of me, and approach, you know, whatever it is I need. If I need something healed, or I have a question, or I want something activated, just to do it that way. It's because there's too much interference going on around us with AI and black magic and our cosmic foes. And are not, yeah. Anyway, so there's that. What was the other thing you said?
How would you club all of the work that people do in this field? What is it? Metaphysical, energy, new age? What is it that you would call it?
I guess that metaphysical would probably come closest, but it's quite so galactic too, though. It's not just our physical bodies here on Earth and what's inside us. It's also connecting with our cosmic aspects, because we are connected and they're there and waiting. I'm really, really galactic. I connect with otherworldly beings, you know, pretty regularly. And they're watching. They are watching. They are listening. They are analyzing. So I really don't know the exact term per se. I'm just not good with labels.
Holly, how would you bring somebody into their true self? And why is it important for people to connect to their true self and know that they're so much more?
Well, the very first thing I would do is to clear all the obstacles that are in their way so that they can see and feel and connect in a very personal way to their authentic selves. Not just one, but many. Without that clearing the path and opening up the doorways, it's near impossible. I know. I've lived through it. That's how I developed so many of my techniques. I was massively suppressed.
And when you talk about suppression, how would you define that?
Well, it pretty well happens.
Blocks from outside, combination.
Oh, the different aspects of how? Well, I found it hard to connect with Source. You know, our creator. Shortly after I awoke, I was like, ooh, you know, the heavens opened, and then I took a complete nosedive. I'm not sure exactly why, but it was like all that suppression was brought to my awareness. I just didn't know the details yet, so I had to sift through. there's implants that can suppress you, both physical implants and etheric implants in your auric fields or toroidal field. I've dealt with all those. There's programs. There's attachments. Contractual agreements. There's and traumas, parallel life traumas, ancestral traumas, past incarnation traumas that are carried over into this lifetime. that suppress you from being your authentic self. There's the negative beings, the reptilians, the archons, the Anunnaki. They have their devious little ways, and depending on who you are and your sole purpose, they track you. I mean, they know when you're born. They know when you're going to die and everything you do in between. And they do everything in their power to keep you from becoming your true self. So pretty well from every angle you could imagine, there's some kind of suppression going on if you have a soul mission here to help humanity. Pretty well it's a given. So that's where I step in. I remove all that. I remove the crap, open up the doors, and say, there you go. And here's what you do next. You know? And I've had clients that, you know, they've not had a terrible, you know, they had a bit of a terrible time. Their shift was so nearly violent. That from being unlocked from the suppression to the floodgates opening, and their poor body was trying to rebalance. You know, it could take anywhere from 2-3 days to a week before it rights itself from such that rapid shift. There's physical. Physical symptoms the body goes through when there's such a radical change in frequency once I remove these things.
But they're not supposed to be scared of that, correct? They should
embrace
it or know that it's...
Yeah, because that just... the stuff that happens, the things they experience once their body comes into balance after that, there are... shocked and amazed. So like, I had no idea. And it's still coming. And then they have to go, quite a few of them have to almost go into that hermit stage again just to analyze all the new them. Like, what is this? Who am I now? You know, what can I do? What does this mean? So... that's really where the support group comes in really handy.
Would this also create a sort of a shield from negativity? Would it help at least a little bit to cushion people from being psychically attacked, maybe? I mean, everybody hears
the shielding,
psychic attacks.
Yes, that's included as well. Excuse me, they have to learn how to, activate, teach them ways to discern on truth and shielding as well. That's part of the package. And it's getting more, I've noticed lately, it's getting more specific. And I've been working with persons over souls that oversee their soul contracts as they are here in their human body. So I work with their oversouls as well, and they help to shift create these specific frequency shieldings that are perfect for that person's soul and mission. And then also,
I just wanted to, we're going to be having Holly back again on another show, maybe the Joyful Manifestation show in the future, or another Good Fortune show. But Holly, you know, I just got a 2-minute warning. Is there one contact that they could definitely reach you at and work with you before we sign off for the evening?
A way to get a hold of me? Well, my phone number is right on my website, hollyjobouchard.com. My email, which is at the moment my previous name, which was quintessencehealingarts@gmail.com. I'm still using that one at the moment. But you can phone me, text me, email me, or just go through the website. I have other areas, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, you name it. It's all over there. So numerous ways to get a hold of me.
Fantastic, Holly. And of course, you know, this show is going to be a podcast and it'll be accessible for everybody here. So you can definitely go listen to the show and get Holly's contact details again. And just in case you missed it right now, Holly, it was great having you here, and we want you back so badly on another show. We have so much more to talk about.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on today, short notice and everything.
Well, it was wonderful to spend time with you and your listeners as well, and thank you much for the opportunity, and I would love to tell some more stories.
Yes, it'll be beautiful to listen to you. I'm so happy. This is Sugandhi Iyer. We will be meeting again next week, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Until then, I want to wish you a fantastic rest of the day. This is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Good Fortune Show.